You know, your name is your calling, pretty much. That's why they say, what do they call you? Call me on the phone. What's your name? They call me this. Your name is your calling. It's like, it has to be. Why do you think the Indians, when somebody did something extra special, they gave them a new name? God is going to give you a new name that nobody else knows. Your name is your calling. My first name goes back to King and to rule. That's why I'm having to go through suffering and having to forgive and betray the betrayals, the attacks, all that stuff is to teach you how to love your enemy, you know. And also, to be fair, if you were king of Israel, to be a good king, and let's say one of your family members came up before court and some stranger came up, and the stranger's case was solid, but your family member was sitting there lying. A good king is going to choose the stranger because their case is solid. A bad king is going to be partial towards the family, you know. There has to be a principle that you stand on no matter what, even if it's painful. And these principles, or these archetypes, or these what's truth, what's right, no matter if they call you crazy, you know what the truth is, you know. So the Bible teaches that the born-again saints are going to be kings and priests unto God. And you're going to rule for 1,000 years. That means you're going to have a new body, you're going to be a shapeshifter, and you're going to be ruling for 1,000 years. And so at the Bema Seat, you're going to get your rewards. I guess you get your rewards. I don't know if you get your rewards at the Bema Seat or after the millennium. I'm pretty sure it'd probably be the Bema Seat. There's probably a verse. Revelation talks about it. Yeah, it's a rapture. So Revelation 1, 2, and 3 is talking about the church. Revelation 4 is the rapture. Yeah, at the rapture, you'll get your rewards. Chapter 4, 5. But then, after 7 years, you come back and rule for 1,000 years. And so, under Christ, he's going to rule with a rod of iron. And you better say, yes, sir, sir. Sir, yes, sir. And that's what you're in right now. You're in a training program. The saints are being trained to love your enemy. Love your neighbors yourself. Do what's right. Don't compromise. No matter how much pressure the devil puts on you, don't compromise. That's what you're being trained into. A kingship, a priesthood. There's always, in every nation, there's prophet, priest, and king. There's also false prophets and bad kings and a bad priesthood. The magician priest class is the magician priesthood. So the priesthood right now is the magician priest class. They pretty much took over the whole thing through the secret societies. So it's wild stuff. The more you really dig into what's really going on, you compare it to Israel. And so Israel, they sought God and they prospered. Then they turned away from God and they had trouble. Then they sought God, they prospered. That's what's happening in the USA. The left is the evil side. The right is supposed to be the righteous side. Now, have they done evil? Yeah. Did we kick them out? Yeah. Even if you're voted Republican, or you vote Republican, you got a bad leader who's doing evil stuff. They got to be kicked out, even if they are Republican, because you're not partial. So the suffering that you're going through, the pain, the trouble, the anguish, the scratching your head, trying to figure it all out, is to show you that what Israel went through, you're going through if you're saved. It could be in your home, if you're a pastor, it could be in your church, it could be in your, if you're a manager, a job, or running a business, you're going to have the same battles as a king of Israel. In other words, you're going to have people who are disloyal, people trying to steal, kill, and destroy, people trying to divide. It's the same battles. When you look at the nation Israel, if you're a good, righteous leader, you're going to have the same battles. You're going to have Jezebel trying to get in. You're going to have Delilah. You're going to have, what Paul say? He said, we have the enemies. How did he say it? Apostle Paul said, you're always going to have the enemy, but the greatest enemy is the enemy within. And so if you can control, if you can stand for the truth, know your weaknesses, know your propensities, and set boundaries for yourself. Let's say you had a problem with drinking. Then you don't go around people who drink, or you don't go to a store where they sell alcohol. Let's say you had a problem with whatever. You just don't go around that. There's no perfect human. And so you have to set boundaries for yourself even. So it's kind of like a multiverse. There are going to be kings and priests in the millennium. And each little nation, each little group, tribe, whatever, will have a king. And if you're saved, you might even be able to be the priest. Jesus is the ultimate. You go to him. Let's say you're ruling a group of people, and something came up, and you didn't know what to do. Lord, what do I do? If he knows your heart is right, he knows that your heart is toward righteousness. That's what this whole thing's in. This whole thing's about testing your heart. And if you think about it, what's going to happen in the millennium? People are going to live for 1,000 years, and there's going to be people, there's going to be babies born. So really, what is a priest? A priest is like a doctor to birth in. So the woman goes to the doctor, and so he's trying to deliver that baby over the 9-month period, right? And so that period of time, the doctor's trying to make sure that baby gives birth. So as a king and a priest or a prophet, whatever your capacity he lets you serve, you're trying to birth in people spiritually. And at the end of the millennium, the devil's going to be loosed again and see whose heart is right. And many of the kings will go against, kings of the earth will go against God again. He will deceive the kings of the earth. There's no reason to be deceived. If you got the spirit of truth, you know when something ain't right. I didn't probably explain it too well, and I probably didn't rightly divide it exactly right, but you know what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you're going to be a king and a priest, which means interceding for other people, you got to learn to love people. You got to learn to be a servant leader, servant mindset, love your neighbors, love your enemies, be willing to sacrifice. The real kings would go on the front line and fight with the regular guys, you know, the common man. Understand the battles of the common man, you know. And so you're going to be a shapeshifter. You're going to have a spiritual body. And so you're down here with people who see you in the natural, but you're really spiritual. And so those are the common people. And you're able to have compassion on them because they're going through the birthing pains just like you did. It's all birthing pains. And it's real, people. It's real. The reason a woman has birthing pains is a type and shadow of you being birthed out of this matrix into another matrix, into a greater matrix. A spiritual reality out of the natural, being birthed out of the natural to the spiritual. So it has to have birthing pains. Everything you do has birthing pains. Learning a new trade. Learning to have compassion. Learning to think in archetypes. Learning to think a new way. Learning to not gossip or backbite. Learning to not be greedy. Learning to be disciplined. You're learning these lessons. And it's a birthing pain process. I think that's pretty clear. I think I made myself clear on this one.